Progress check 6. Exercise 4, page 112. You will hear Casey Adams, a radio presenter, interviewing Lyle Tate, a financial advisor, about methods of payment. Listen and for questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
Good morning, listeners. I'm Casey Adams, and we're continuing our series on money issues. Today, that age-old question of cash or card. With me in the studio to discuss the merits of both methods of payment is Lyle Tate. Lyle is a financial advisor. Welcome to the show, Lyle.
Thanks for having me.
So, Lyle, which is it? Paper or plastic?
It's not as simple as that. If it were, then I would most likely be out of a job. Each method has its merits as well as its drawbacks, and you have to take into account what kind of a spender you are. Different people are suited to one or the other method. A lot of people would swear by cash, as they believe that cards only lead to debt. But in my experience, as long as you know how to handle yourself with one, you should be able to avoid owing large sums of money.
Okay, so what are the pros and cons?
Well, one of the biggest pros with cash is that it's widely accepted. I can't think of an establishment where you pay physically that doesn't accept cash, but it is difficult to use it to pay online. Online payments are almost exclusively done by card and have been an area that has given the uptake of cards a tremendous boost. Also, there aren't any hidden costs with cash. There are no fees or interest payments like there are with cards. So you just have to pay the cost of the item you're purchasing. And, as I mentioned before, it's harder to fall into debt with cash. It seems to be easier to avoid overspending if you actually see the money being spent. And you can only spend what you have. If you never borrow, you don't get into debt with creditors.
That sounds like a pretty compelling argument to cut up those cards.
Well, yes and no. There are still drawbacks to only using cash. Unless you're exceptional at working out how much you need for every purchase, you can sometimes be caught short not having enough. And a lot of people don't like carrying a lot of cash with them for fear that they might lose it or have it stolen. This is one of the main problems with cash. If it's stolen, it's gone. And if the money was to be used to make a big purchase, that's a considerable loss. Whereas with a card, you just have to cancel it and order another one, and any fraudulent spending is usually covered by the credit card company.
I see what you mean.
Actually, that's one area where a card can shine. You don't have to worry about carrying large amounts of cash when you pay for big purchases with your card. Also, not everyone's able to put by enough to cover expensive items. So credit cards allow you to spread the cost over regular payments, making it more manageable. However, there could be large penalties for failing to clear the debt when it comes due. So that innocent purchase can end up costing you a lot more than you expected.
Well, you've definitely given me something to think about, and now...